And let's not be bashful. Let's tell people about the Geneva Business Insider and what they can find there.
Well, the Geneva Business Insider, I started approximately a year ago, more or less on by being prodded to do so by a friend who said, you've all these ideas, you've all these things pent up inside, why don't you write a book? So writing a book seemed a bit too ambitious. And I started doing small articles with the Geneva Business Insider. And it has kind of mutated. I mean, it started off with a reasonably significant following locally because I'm reasonably well known. So people would read it and come back and give me comments. And I just tried to do a kind of one-page article on a regular basis about things that particularly interested me or irritated me or were the difference between what was being said in the newspapers and what I thought the realities were just so enormous it needed to be pointed out. And then it actually migrated from that. As a result of that, I had a local TV station in Geneva who contacted me and said, well, we've seen your blog. Would you come on to our local TV station? It was a kind of mini Bloomberg TV kind of thing for financial institutions. So I went on that. And then, of course, we came into contact through my dear departed friend, Bob Chapman, at the International Forecaster. I've been with you a few times. I've been on the Max Kaiser show and on some other programs as well. So it has all evolved. And to my surprise, from very modest beginnings, I mean, the number of people who listen have become really quite significant numbers. And I'm very happy about that because at the end of the day, for me, it's a diversion of kind of expressing what I actually know, which is rewarding because you actually kind of exteriorize your thoughts and feelings. And it's going to people, obviously, who actually seek it out and want to either read or to listen. And for me now, I've kind of moved into a phase of saying I prefer to do the radio broadcasts and I prefer to do the TV-style interviews because it's more interactive with the audience and the size of audience is infinitely bigger. And you may be interested to know in Geneva, obviously we're in a country where the English, French, German are the main languages. There's only one local radio television, radio program in English, which basically tells you about the the price of bread and where to go for your skiing holidays. So, you know, to do something a bit more serious in English, I think around here is a good thing to do. Now, the other thing I find extraordinary is the actual takeoff in the people who are listening. I find that the market... those who are listening, when I look at the statistics, a very large number of them are coming from the US and from the UK and, in fact, from all around the world. So from starting with a literally completely local audience, my local Swiss audience is maybe 10% of the total now after 12 months. So it's been a rewarding experience. And as I say, you know, I the things that interest me are trying to make sure that people are aware of what's going on, that they can take steps to preserve their capital. I'm very interested in preservation of wealth through gold and silver, and happy to help if people are interested in learning more about that. And as I say, I think the key secret there is making sure you have a passport in one country, try to live in another if you can, and make sure you store your wealth in the third country. So I think those are...
Well, I guess I'm two-thirds of the way there. I just need wealth to store now. Oh, well. All right, David L. Smith, always fascinating conversation. Anything else that you'd like to leave the listeners with today?
No, I think that's a pretty good tour for one session. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. I look forward to our next conversation.
Likewise, thank you.